Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Aleph, and we are on Kuf Amabez, second to last line, Gufa. So yesterday we had the machlokas in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether Gidan Asha applies to non-kosher animals or not. The Tanakhama held that it only applies to kosher animals, that's the shita of the Rabbanan, and there is no raya from the Bnei Yaakov. Why? Because B'sinai ne'amar ela shenechla b'mkomo. What does that mean? We saw the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Whether that means don't bring any rayas from there because it's not true, or even if it is true, that does not impact the halachic reason, the basis for halacha bizman hazeh. As we'll see today, there is a smach in the Gemara for the shita of Rashi, which we'll see again. But that was an important machlokas between Rashi and the. And the Rabbah, I'm sorry, we're going back from Gufa. We're up to Umi. So it says so Gemara then went into the Shita of Rebbe Yehuda. What does Rebbe Yehuda mean that one is chayef for non-kosher? Does that mean? The Gemara's first thought is that it means that you're chayef for both. You get two averis for eating the Gidon Hashem of a non-kosher animal. The Gemara ended up saying, how could that be? Isn't it, does he hold of the what does he hold in the sugya of Begidim Menosei Tam, Yesh or Ein? And then the Gemara ended up saying that maybe the only case that Rav Yehuda is referring to is the case of Shalil, is the case of a Bet Pakua, because Bet Pakua, at least the Isser of Tumah and the Isser of Gid, of a non-kosher, the Isser of Tumah, of a non-kosher animal, the Isser of Gid start at the same time, and that's the case where Rav Yehuda say that one can be no egg both. So, related to that, the Gemara asks now, Umi Matzis Amrit Shavayo Bahadi Adadika. As soon as about 10 lines up from the bottom, can we say that even by a case of Shalil, the Isurim start at the same time, meaning a non-kosher fetus, the Isser of non-kosher and the Isser of Gid starts at the same time? It's not true. We're about to see from the following source that even there, the Isser of Tumah starts earlier. Fatan, because the Mishnah says, in Nazir, Al Elu Tumas HaNazir Megaleach, on the following Tumas, a Nazir has to be Migaleach. What does Migaleach mean? It means get a haircut, bring karbanas, and start again. Or at least get a haircut in this case. He has to start his Naziris again. Why? Because his Naziris is uprooted by the Tumah. So what's the case? Ala Meis, Ala Kazayas, but a Meis. If he comes in contact with a dead body, or even a Kazayas from a dead body, the Kashalan. And we asked, Al Kazayas, but a Meis, Migaleach. Ala Meis, Kulul, Lokal Shekain. If for a Meis, you're Migaleach. So surely for Kazayas, but a Meis. So what's the Chiddush of saying mace and then kizayis ben amace? If you have Rabbi Yochanan, so it should just say kizayis ben amace, and then we would know a mace for sure. So if Rabbi Yochanan, no, lo nisrucha, what is the case of mace that's being referred to? Lo nisrucha elo lenefel shelo niskashru evara begidin. We're referring to a very young fetus that its limbs and its sinews and its all of its parts are not totally completed yet. So at that stage, there could still be Tumah contracted from that fetus, even though there are no Gidin yet. So you see, the Isser of Tumah starts before the Isser of Gidin. Alma, Isser Tumah Kadim. So back to the question. If the Isser of non-kosher starts earlier, so how could Rabbi Yehuda say that you're going to be chayav both, Ein Isser Chalal Isser, as we'll get into the discussion soon, and should only be chayav one? So Gemara says, no. Af agav, the Isser Tumah Kadim, Asi Isser Gid Chayal Alei. Even though the Isser of Tumah, the Isser of non-kosher, comes first, still the Isser of Gidon Asher can be chal on that Isser. Why? Shekein Isuro Noheg B'Bnei Noach. Because the Isser of Gid is Asher even to B'Nei Noach. As we know from the B'Nei Yaakov, Gidon Asher was also Asher to them. What does that mean? Rashi says four lines from the bottom, Shekein Isser Chamur Hu. It is an Isser Chomer, and as we're going to see today, when you have a more stringent Isser, that is being Chal, because it is more inclusive, because non-kosher only applies to Jews. But Isser of Gid applies to Bnei Noach. Rashi says, V'yish bo koch lachul al acherim. Umao chumru, shenoi b'Bnei Noach, l'Reb Yehuda. We're in the sheet of Rebbe Yehuda, right? V'halo b'Bnei Noach l'chulu. So you see from there, it applies to Bnei Noach. So, there, that's, by the way, Rashi l'shitaso. The Rambam would say that's not what it's not only according to Rabbi Yehuda. Even the Rabbanan agree with us as Bnei Noach. It's just that doesn't impact us. But Rashi seems to be saying again l'shitaso that it was only usher to Bnei Noach according to Rabbi Yehuda. Dekanami, and there's proof from the language of the Mishnah that this is the basis for Rabbi Yehuda. Diktani, Rabbi Yehuda, v'halom Bnei Noach ne'asar gidan asher v'adayim be'emet tmeim muteres lohem. period. So you see that the issue is he's bringing in Bnei Noach. That's the basis for his shita to explain why the Isser Gid is a Chomer Isser, and therefore it could be Chal even on the Isser of Tumah. Okay, let's just finish up yesterday's discussion. Gufas, now we go back to the Machlokas that we were just talking about. Ha'ochel Gid Anasha Shobhema Tumeya. So if somebody eats the Gedanasha of a non-kosher animal, of a behemoth tmeya, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayiv Shtayim, our Mishnah said Chayiv, for this Bryce that explicates, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yechayiv 2, as we explained, Rabbi Shimon Poter, and Shimon says, Pater. You're Pater if you eat the Gedanasha of a non-kosher animal. So the Gemara says, Pater, why you Pater? Right? Either way, Rabbi Shimon Manavshach, what's Rabbi Shimon Shita? E Isser Chalal Isser, if he says that an Isser can be Chal on an Isser, which we'll talk about more, L'chayiv Nami Mishab Gid, they should be Chayiv for both. If he says Isser Chalal Isser, Chalal Isser, so he should be Chayiv for non-kosher, and he should be Chayiv for Gid Anasha. E Ein Isser Chalal Isser, L'chayiv Mishab Tbeya Dekadim. And if he doesn't say that, at least you should be Chayiv one for non-kosher. If you eat the Gid Anasha of a non-kosher animal, you get nothing. The E ain begida bedose tam, and if you want to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda is not, Rabbi Shimon is not going to be make you chayiv for non kosher because the gid is inedible, and if somebody's inedible, then that's not, if you eat a bone of a non kosher animal, you're not going to be chayiv for eating it kazayis because it's not edible. You're only chayiv for the edible parts of a non kosher animal. So if you're going to tell me it's not edible, ain begida bedose tam lachayim mishum gid, so at least you should be chayiv for the gid because that's the chiddush haTorah. That even though Ibn Gidim Rotsi Tam, Gid is still Aser. That's the question. So, according to Reb Shimon, why are you totally Pater? I guess let's just do the answer, and then we'll talk about each step of the Gemara. Amarava, what is the Shita of Reb Shimon? La'olam kasavar, ain't Ibn Gidim Rotsi Tam. Really, Rava says that according to Reb Shimon, ain't Ibn Gidim Rotsi Tam. If it's ain't Ibn Gidim Rotsi Tam, if it doesn't have taste, then fine, you're not chayef or not kosher. You should at least be chayef for gid. V'shayni hasam da'amar kra al kein lo yochlo b'nei Yisrael as gid hanasha. No, it's based on a diuk in the pasuk, a special limud. Forget the rules and regulations of regular iser chalal iser. It's a special pasuk. It says b'nei Yisrael don't eat the gid hanasha. What is that? We darshin misha gido aser u'besaro mutter. This only, therefore, gid is only aser for an item or an animal or a source that is basar is mutter, then its gid could be aser. Yatzazu shekido aser ubsaro aser, excluding a non-kosher animal whose basar is also aser. So therefore, says the Gemara that is the special svara of Reb Shimon. Special din, special limud, not related to the general rules of iser chal al iser. Period. Okay, that takes us through the first section. Now let's talk for a couple of moments about the sugya of Isser Chalal Isser. First of all, Ein Isser Chalal Isser. The Gemara assumes that in many places, including here. There's a machlokas about it. But if we say Ein Isser Chalal Isser, what is the source for Ein Isser Chalal Isser? So, is there a source? The Tosfos in our sugya seems to say that there is a source. If you look at Tosfos on the bottom, Benitma discusses this, and also Tosfos on the top of Amud Beis. Tosfos says Beferus that the source is from Truma. From Truma, it says, well, the Gemara is going to bring this up also in a couple of minutes. Umesu bo ki yachaloluhu. If somebody eats Truma, the pasuk says that they are chayim. So because they defiled the Truma. So what do you mean they defiled the Truma? What if it was already defiled? What if it was somebody who was Tamei eating Truma Tameya? So Gemara says, oh, maybe not. Maybe there's no you didn't defile it, and Ein Isser Chalal Isser, and therefore that's the source. Ein Isser Chalal Isser, if the Truma is already Tamei, maybe you're not going to be Chayiv Misa. So we're going to get to a machlokas about that. But that's one suggested source by the Rishonim for Ein Isser Chalal Isser. The Menachas Chinuch suggests, at least in one place, that it is a Svara. This is a mitzvah Kuf Tzadik. Osvav suggests to the Menachas Chinuch, it's a svara, that once something is Aser, how can it be more Aser? It's already Aser to you. You're already Mushba V'yomim Ar Sinaihu. It's already Aser to you. So what are you going to say? What does it mean that it's going to become more Aser? Says the Menachas Chinuch, what's that Afkamina? Afkamina is that do you apply the principle of Ein Isser Chalal Isser to Bnei Noach? If you say it's based on the Pasuk, then no, you don't apply it. Pesukim are for Jews. Drushes are for Jews. But if you say it's based on a svara, then you could even say the principle of Ein Isser, Chalal Isser, applies to Bnei Noach. But Nira says the Menachas Chinuch, the Ein Chiluk Bazeh Leben Yisrael, the Kamo Gabi Yisrael Lo Yalfin on Zeh Mikra Rak Mi Svara, kama pa'amim. The kiva de mishpah v'yomid hu ein chal alav od iser. Im kein gabi b'nei noach nami ein nisar chal al iser im lo kolel umosa. Okay, we'll get to that. So that's number one. Number one.
Does that mean that anything that's makor misvara could apply to
Could be anything that makor is misvara. If it's a pure logical svara, so that and then it should be spread across, right? Do you apply the print? So you have to go through all the svaras. Do you apply mosvei chaver l'varaya to Bnei Noach? Do you apply pesha asur pesha hita to Bnei Noach? Maybe. Right, in the Arias issues, right? Maybe you would apply it if it's all the svaras. We don't apply, as we like to call, ethical svaras, right? Hilchas brachas. Of Asalal, Land of Elam, Zebel, Bracha, so that's a different kind of Svara, but that is number one. Number two, is, we know there are exceptions to the rule of Enis or Chal Lisser. The Gemara discusses this, the Mishnah discusses in Croesus and elsewhere, that is, at least three potential exceptions to Enis or Chal Lisser, which the Gemara is about to talk about some of them. Number one is Isur Bas Achas. If two Isurim are Chal at the same exact moment, then we would say Isur Chal al Isur, because it's not one on the other. It's at the same time. And we're going to see, amazingly, we're going to have in Yanim of Yom Kippur today. Yanim de Yoma, this week. But that's number one. If it's Bas Achas, that's what the Gemara was suggesting on yesterday's daf that we just read. If the Isur of non-kosher and Gid are Chal at the same moment, maybe you'd be Chayiv both. Isur Bas Achas. Also, two more.
When
it becomes usser. When it becomes usser. So for example, we're going to get to, if you have a piece of treif on Yom Kippur, that's not Bas Achas, because it was treif before Yom Kippur. When Yom Kippur came along, now it's double. But Bas Achas means the exact same moment, let's say I marry the Gid and the Tumah. That was suggested it was at the same time. Or if my brother gets, right, if, a family member sometimes gets married, right, if my, so then it gets Ashes Ish and the other relationship, Achos, right, Ashes Ach, so my brother gets married. So those two Yisroel Bachal at the same moment. So, again, there are many examples of Bas Achas. Number one. Number two, there's also Isser Kolel. Isser Kolel means that more items or more people are included in the Isser. That's an Isser Kolel or an Isser Mosif. So, for example, if you have a Gid Hanasha on Yom Kippur, as we'll see, we'll talk about it in the Gemara. Gid Hanasha is Asur, and then on Yom Kippur, all of a sudden, it not only is the Gid Asur, but the entire animal becomes Asur. That's an Isser Kolel. Or sometimes, more people are now included in the Isser. Before it was only Asur for me, and now it's Asur for even more people. We'll see examples of this. That's an Isser Kolel. It's Kolel includes more people or items. And number three is Isser Mosif. Isser Mosif is, it's a more intense Isser. What does that mean? It's a more intense Isser. So most of the examples given by the Rishonim is that it originally maybe was only Asur Ba'achila, and now it's Asur Ba'hana'a. It was originally an Isser Lav, and now it's an Isser Kares. Those are called Isser Mosif. So the last two, Kolel and Mosif, are discussions whether you hold of those exceptions. Bas Achas, almost everybody holds of the exceptions. That is number two. Number three, we'll get back to that also more in a little while. And let's just get to number three, and that is this is a lot of the action of today's daf. There is a shaila in the Achronim. The Beis Halevi discusses this in a tshuva. When we say ein iser chal al iser, does that mean it's totally not chal, nothing happens, and the second aveira disappears? Or is it just held in abeyance? There is an iser there, but you're not going to get punished for two averas. L'may nafgamina, what happens if somehow the first iser gets removed? Is the second iser then chal? Or do we say that no, once it wasn't chal, it's never chal? That's the Beis Halevi's Chakira in Siman Mem Dalin. Yachkar hadakai malan ein iser chal iser, ihavi raklin nichiyav avalinin iser chal olo. What's the difference? Hine becholon Yom Kippurim. A lot of Yom Kippur this week. Unbelievable. Siyata d'shmaya. Cholon Yom Kippur. Dekai malan machilin oso akal akal tchila. As the Gemara says at the end of Maseches Yuma, if somebody has to eat on Yom Kippur, it's better for him to eat the lesser of Averis. Those Averis, they said the Rabbanan is better than they said the Raisa, v'chulu, v'yesh v'ayin. And therefore, what if somebody has a piece of meat that only has one Isser on it, and somebody has a second piece of meat that has two Isserim, but it's only one because of Ein Isser Chal Isser? Is there any adifus to give the person the first piece of meat, Because the second piece of meat has two isurim, or it doesn't make a difference. Because the second piece of meat also only has one isur. So he says, I didn't see anyone who put all these sources together, so I'm going to talk about it for 6 pages. So that's the Beis HaLevi's Chakira. But he is noted to say that it's a machlokas. He ends up saying that, you see from the Rambam says that if somebody makes a shvua not to eat nevela, it's not a shvua shav. Not a shvua shav. Why isn't it a shvua shav? He already can't eat nevela. So it sounds like for the Rambam that there is something that's chal. Even though there's no punishment that's chal mashayik. And other he's shown him, but that's a chakira of the Achronim in terms of Issachal. It sounds like from this Gemara, he quotes, this Gemara in Yavam Islam and Gimbal, it sounds like it is Chal. Because the Gemara said, has a line that it's Chal enough, li kaver bein Rishayim Gemurim. Well, in terms of Hilchas Kvura, at least they did it in the olden days, nowadays not, but Hilchas Kvura in terms of what type of Baal Aveira this was, in terms of where he was buried in the cemetery. Okay, but either way, that sounds like there was something that was Chal then. Finally, last point that I wanted to mention. And that is on the last line of the Gemara. The last line of the Gemara. And I'm going to get to the other, 1 second, I'm going to make sure we're going to get to the other Rambam later. We're going to get to the other Rambam soon. But the last line of the Gemara had said that what's the Shita of Reb Shimon? The Gid HaNashe, why does Reb Shimon say if you eat the Gid HaNashe of a non-kosher animal, you're putter? Because he holds ein begidim menosei tam, and therefore you're not chayev for non-kosher. What about for gid? No, you're only chayev for the gid if the rest of the animal was mutter. But if the rest of the animal was usser anyway, so there's no isser of gid. That's the shita of Reb Shimon. This relates, the Shar HaMelech suggests, this relates to another machlokas, and that is there, we discussed this back on the first day of this parak, is there an isser daraisa of gidasha of a human? Human being, get an ashav of a human being, right? Generally, is there? Backtrack for a second. The Rashba says yes. The Rashba says in a tshuva aleph shin samach dalad. Yes, you know why? Because the whole story happened with a human being. The whole zecher is to Yaakov Avinu. So of course you have to say it's ushered for a human being because that's the whole source of it. The Shara Melech though suggests that it is going to be a machlokas rishonim based on this line of the Gemara because there is a general machlokas rishonim whether Psar Adam is Asa Daraisa or not? Cannibalism. Is cannibalism Asa Daraisa? Is it just as bad, not hashkafically, but halachically? Is it as bad as eating a piece of nevela, piece of treif? So that is a machlokas. If you look at the Rambam in Machalas Hasura's Beis Gimel holds, yes, it is an Isser Asay. It's an Isser Asay. Because after all of the non-kosher animals that are listed, the Torah says, Ha'adam, aval bishin emre bo v'yihi ha'adam l'nefesh chaya, eina b'chlal mine chaya ba'alas parsa. L'fichav eina b'lo sa'asei. Even though the Torah calls the Adam a chaya, the Adam is not included in the lo sa'asei. V'ha'ochel mi'bisar Adam, o mechel bo, be'min ha'chay, be'min ha'meis, eino loke. Aval asr hu ba'asei, she'harimana ha'kosev, shivas mine chaya, v'omar mehen zos ha'chaya sher tochelu. Eat these chayas. And Adam is not there. So the Rabbi holds that Psar Adam is an Isser Asay. But other Rishonim, if you look at Tosfos Ksubis, we had this. If you look at the Ravid right here, if you look in the Rashba here is quoted by the Magen Mishna, they hold that no, it's also the Rabbanon. Psar Adam is only also the Rabbanon. The Ravid says, V'yimkein, Loma Amr B'Ksubis, Daf Samach, B'domo, Afilu Mitzvahs Prosh Ein Bo. Okay, there's Machlokas Rishonim. But says the Shar HaMelech, it's the Rashba L'shitaso. The Rashba who holds that Psar Adam is Mutter Daraisa, that's why he holds the Gid HaNashe is also Daraisa. Based on this Svara given in the Gemara. Mashaykin, the Rishonim, like the Rambam, who hold that Basar Adam is already Asar Daraisa, so then Gid HaNashe would not be, because it's already Asar. Okay, that is the suggestion of the Shar HaMelech about Gid of a human. Okay, we continue. Amar Yehuda Marav. Ha'ochel gid hanasha, excuse me, shel nevela. So now we spoke about the gid hanasha of a non-kosher animal. What about the gid hanasha of a nevela? So how many aveiras do you get? Nevela and gid? So Rabbi Meir b'chayev shtayev, yeah. Rabbi Meir says you chayev both. You get the isra of nevela and gid, even though gid came first. The isra of gid was even while the animal's alive. The isra of nevela only started once the animal died. So without shchita, you get two. Rabbi Meir seems to hold isra chalal isra. The Chum say, no, you're only chayev one. Umodim, why? Because ein iser chalal iser. Umodim Chachamim L'Rebbe Meir. But the Chachamim would agree to Rebbe Meir that you're chayiv two. Ba'ochal Gid Hanasha Shel Olav Shel Shor Haniskal Shel Chayiv Shtayim. If you eat the Gid Hanasha of a carbon or of Shor Haniskal, then you would be chayiv two. Why? The Gemara is going to explain, because that's an Isser Chamor. Isser Chalos by Isser Chamor. Why? Because by Ola, by a carbon, it became Asur Bahana'ah. By Shor Haniskal also. So therefore, Isser Mosif, the Chachamim are going to be Moda. Says the Gemara. Again, there's a lot to talk about, but we'll finish the sentence. Uman Haitana, who is the one that holds the Isser Kolel, Isser Chalal, Isser Lesley, Isser Kolel be Isser Chamor Islay? Who is the one that says that by if it's just an Isser Kolel, it includes more, you don't hold of it? Why? What's Isser Kolel? When the animal dies, it's an Isser Kolel. Not only is the Gid Usser, the whole animal becomes Usser. Right, and that includes more items. And yet the Rabbanan say, it's not also Mishum Nevela, so it's still only also Mishum Gid. But if it's of an Ola and of a Shor Haniskal, you say Isser Chalal Isser because it's Isser Mosif. So who is that Shita that agrees that Isser Chalal Isser by an Isser Mosif, but not by an Isser Kolel? So Amar Rav Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, it's the Shita of Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. Ditznan, because the Mishnah says as follows. We're going to go all the way down to the bottom, and then we're going to comment. Couple of points. So it's not, so we don't lose the flow. Because Rabbi Yossi originally says in the Mishnah in Zvachim, Tami Sha'achal Kodesh. What if a Tami person ate a carbon? Being Kodesh Tami, being Kodesh Tahar, Chayiv. He's Chayiv Kares. If a Tami person, even if he eats a Tami carbon, he's still going to be Chayiv Kares. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, no. Tami Sha'achal Asa Tahar Chayiv. Tami Sha'achal Asa Tami Pater. If a Tami person eats a Tami carbon already, he's Pater. Why? Sha'achal El Davar Tami. He was ready Tami. Part of the Isser of Kares is the fact that he's Mechalel, the item. And here was already Mechulel the Omen. It was already Tameh. Amrulo. So they said to him, Af Tameh Shachlaz HaTahar. What do you mean? So you agree that you're going to be Chayef Kares if you eat a piece of Tahar? But what do you mean, right? When you touch it, you make it Tameh anyway. Kiva Shanaga about Timuhu. So what does Rabbi Yosef Lili answer to that question? He's Mechalek between eating Tameh and Tahar, but there's no Hechi Timsi. Oh, so the Gemara said, oh, Tachalu Chavir Beis Abliya. So that sometimes the Gemara suggests that. The Gemara does not suggest that here. Maybe because right when his mouth touches it, maybe it's not Matami. Either way, the Gemara doesn't want to suggest that unusual case. That's the case that the Torah is referring to. The only time that a tar person is going to be chayiv. So the Gemara says, Shapar Karmi, the Rabbanan, the Rabbi Yosei Glili. Didn't the Rabbanan, don't the Rabbanan have a good taina to Rabbi Yosei Glili? The Yama Rava, so Rava says, the following must be how we understand the machlokas. Benitma haguf v'yachak nitma basar kuli amalo pligi dechayev. If he became tamei before the carbon became tamei, everybody agrees that you're going to be chayev in that case. The Isser Kares kadim. Because the Isser Kares came first. Even if it's tamei by the time he eats it, still, even the Rabbanan are going to agree you're chayev Kares there. Because the Isser Kares came first. He became tamei. Ki pligi benitva basar v'yakak nitva haguf. The machlokas is the opposite, where the basar became tamei first, and then he became tamei. Rabbanon isluhu isser kolel. They say there's a concept called an isser kolel. Why? Demigu demechayev achatichos tahoros da'alma. Since he, when he became tamei, he's chayev kares for all other pieces of meat in the world. So mechayev nami achaticha detzmeya. So it's also, he's also chayev kares for the chatich of tmeya. Since it's chal on something, the Isser of Kares is chal on other pieces, so it's chal on this too. Rabbi Yosef Glili, Leslie Isser Kolel, Demiga Lo Amrina, he does not hold of this. You don't hold of Isser Kolel. But there's no source that he argues with Isser Mosif. That's how the Gemara suggests that he is the Shita in our case. He is the Shita of the Rabbanan that argue with Rabbi Meir that says, you're only chayev one by Gid Hanasha of Nevela, unless it is Gid Hanasha of Ola or Shor Haniska. Let's just continue for a minute. For Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, Nihid Isser Kola Lesle, Be Isser Kal, Yabo Isser Chamur, Yabo Isser Kal. What do you mean? We just prove from here that this is a case of an Isser Kolel, and therefore it doesn't work, but it's an Isser Chamur, it is an Isser Mosif. You're trying to prove from here that Rabbi Yosef Glili is the Shita that does not hold of Isser Kola, but holds of Isser Mosif. But this is a case of Isser Mosif, and you see it doesn't work. Why is it Mosif? Umayniyu Tumas Aguf. Shrei Tumas Aguf Bakares. Beforehand, if he would have eaten if a Tahar person eats a Tamei Karbon, it's a Lav, and now he became Tamei, so it's Kares. So it is an Isser Mosif, and you see he argues. So the Gemara answers, no. Amar Ravashi, man leimalon, the tumas aguf chamura. Who says that tumas aguf is more chamur than tumas basar? Why? Because you chayef kares? But if you look at it in another way, it's not chamur. Dilma tumas basar chamura, de les leitara b'mikvah. There's no way to make the meat, the basar of the carbon tahar. He could go to the mikvah. So how do you determine chumra and kula? Do you look at present status? Do you look at unchangeable destiny? Right, that's the question here. So because they both have a chumra element, so therefore you can't say one is more chumra than the other one. That cancels each other out. So it's just a case of kolel. And therefore, Rabbi Yosi could be the shita that says by kolel you do not say yisr chalal yisr, but by yisr mosif you do say. Because we have no case where he doesn't say that. Fine. Adkan divrei Rabbi Yosi Haglili for now. Before we turn over, two other ha'aras though. There's a lot to talk about. What can we fit in here? It's our chalal yisr. Let's talk about one important ha'ara. And that is, as we mentioned, most Rishonim hold that if you have an isr hana'a that is chal on an isr achila, so that is an isr mosif. That's what the Gemara seems to assume. But the Rambam is a very important shita, which has come up, important to know. The Rambam is machalik between different types of isuri hana'a. The Rambam says, in ma'acholos asuros, perek yud dalid, at the end, says the Rambam, in cases of isr hana'a on isr achila, it works. Why? What's the example? Shebehemazu hayachel ba'asr ba'achila, umutr ba'hana'a, hikdisha, let's say you're makdish an animal, so then ne'asar chelba ba'hana'a, its chelev now becomes asr ba'hana'a. Chelev was first only asr ba'achila, and now chelev asr ba'hana'a. Umitoch shenosafo isr ha'na'a, nosaf alav isr kachim. So now if you eat chelev kachim, you chayev tu averis, via dayin, but still chelev is mutula gavoa v'asr lehedyot. Nas and nosar, once it becomes nosar, so if you have nosar chelev, you get three averis, because that's an isser koel, right? Because now it's usser not only for hedyot, it's usser to be makrev on the mizbeach, so that's another example of an isser mosif, isser koel, but the Rambam says clearly in step two, that isser hanah can be chal on an isser achila. The problem is the Rambam earlier. The Rambam earlier in, where is it? The Rambam earlier by Basar B'chalav. The Rambam says in Perek Tes She'ein Tesvav She'ein Isser Basar B'chalav Chalal Isser Nevela O Isser Chelev She'ein Kan Lo Isser Kolel V'lo Isser Mosav V'lo Isser Basachas. The Isser Basar B'chalav cannot be Chalal Nevela. But if you have a Nevela and you cooked it in milk and you eat it, you only chayim Nevela. Ask the Lecha Mishnah. Ask everyone on the Rambam. Why not? Basar B'chalav is Asur B'hana. And the Rambam says later on that Isser Hana'a is an Isser Mosif. So the Rambam himself answers the question. This is the Rambam in the Nekuda Nifla'a. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis and Krisos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalid, says, let me explain it to you. The Lecha Mishnah did not see this Pirush Mishnayis. Maybe I didn't read the whole thing. I don't think he quotes it. He says it himself. Vatshuva Lekach, says the Rambam, the Isser Hana'a of Basar B'chalav is unique. The Isser Hana'a flows from the Isser Achila of Basar B'chalav. By most other cases of Isser Hana'a, it's a separate Isser, separate stage. By something as Asser, so you have an Isser Achila and an Isser Hana'a. But by Basar B'chalav, it doesn't say in the Torah. The Lo Ye'achel. It says, Lo Savash Gali B'chalev Imo. And we darshan Isser Achila, Isser Hana'a, Isser Bishol, three levels. But says the Rambam, the Isser Hana'a, oh, Basar B'chalav flows from its Isser Achila, and therefore, it's an outgrowth of it, it's not considered a separate step, and therefore, it is not called an Isser Mosif. So Rambam is Mechalik within Isurei Hana'a. Okay, there is more, but we have to continue. See it this time at the end. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Lesla Isser Kola. What did we just say? Rabbi Yosi Aglili is the one that holds of Isser Mosif, meaning he holds of Isser Chalal Isser by Isser Mosif, but he does not hold of Isser Kolel. That's what we just said is the sheet of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Lesla Isser Kolel, is that true? He doesn't hold of Isser Kolel, but Hatanya. Fascinating stuff coming up. Shabbos Yom Kippur. Wow. How many weeks of Chulin? Right? Dafka, the week of Shabbos Yom Kippur. Hatanya, Shabbos Yom Kippurim. Let's say it's a case of Shabbos Yom Kippur. Shagag v'asa malacha. And if somebody does malacha by accident, how many karbanas are they chayef? Minayin shachayef al zebasbo v'al zebasbo. How do I know that I'm chayef two karbanas? Tanakama, one for Shabbos and one for Yom Kippur. Tamalomer, Shabbos hi, Yom HaKippurim hu. So it says, this, for who and he, that's a chiddush to tell me that you are chayiv for each one, divrei Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Rabbi Yossi Haglili holds that, that you're chayiv two. Rabbi Kiva, you're chayiv alach, as though you're only chayiv one. Question mark. What do you see? Rabbi Yossi Haglili holds of Isser Koel. Why? Because Shabbos and Yom Kippur are each one's Kolel and one's Mosif. Rashi explains in the last couple of skinny lines. Shabbos legabe Yom Kippur Isser Mosif. Shabbos is Mosif for Yom Kippur. Why? Because Shabbos is Misas Bezdin. Yom Kippur is only Kares. So Shabbos to Yom Kippur is an Isser Mosif. Yom Kippur to Shabbos is an Isser Kolel. Why? Beautiful Lundus here. Because not only is Malacha Asser, eating is also Asser. And that's called an Isser Kolel. Because there are more Isurim. This is another example of Isser Kolel. Not just more people, not just more items, more actions. That also relates to, there's a relationship between the Isser Achil of Yom Kippur and the Isser Malacha of Yom Kippur. That line in Rashi, explained in the Gemara, is unbelievable. Right? It's important that it's Isser Kolel, Isser Malacha, the Isser Malacha on Yom Kippur is Isser Kolel to Shabbos, because after all, there's also an Isser Achila on Yom Kippur. Right? So that's what the Gemara says. So you see, he holds of Isser Kolel and Isser Mosif. Before we answer the question, what isn't this an Isser Basachas? What's the whole question about Isser Kolel, Isser Mosif? This is Isser Basachas. What are you talking about? So Rashi says, we're talking about the Manda Amar that doesn't hold of Isser Basachas, and if you hold of Isser Basachas, you'll say even non Basachas is going to be Asser. So Rashi tries to get out of it. But if you look in Tosfos on the bottom of Amud Aleph says, it's not Basachas. Shabbos is Kadim. Why Shabbos Kadim? Because Shabbos is from Isa Bracious. Shabbos is from Kfiyah V'Kaima. The Gemara is going to say this in a second. But Tosfos says in the bottom of the previous Amud, Choshev Shabbos Kadim, Mishud the Kfiyah V'Kaima. Yom Kippur, Bezdin decides. So whenever Bezdin decides, Shabbos is considered that it came first. Conceptually, so you see here, Basachas and Kadim does not mean in reality, in time. You don't look at the calendar and you see Shabbos starts now and Yom Kippur starts now. No, Shabbos is already in existence, and Yom Kippur is only in existence when Bezdin decides. So you have Rashi, you have Tosfos, you have an important line in the Ritva also. The Ritva says, you're right, it's Basachas, but it's not such a strong Basachas. Why? Basachas, you know what Basachas is Chal? You have two different Isurim, boom, that are Chal Basachas. One can't beat the other one, they're both Chal. Shabbos and Yom Kippur, though, are Nechshav Shem Echad. They're both Shabbos. And therefore, even if it's Basachas, you should also only be Chayiv 1. That's not a reason to say you'd be Chayiv 2, because they're Ke'ilu Basachas. There are either, I read you there's two important lashes of the Ritva. Chul and Kuf Aleph. These are take-home Ritvas. The Ritva says right here, I'll read you the line, Mishub Diyom HaKippurim Ikri Shabbos. Vavi Shabbos Yom HaKippurim Krovim Leo Shem Echad. They're carved to be Shem Echad. That is the first Ritva. First take-home Ritva. Okay, so you have 3 days of the Gemara, three days of the Rishonim. How do you understand this Gemara? Isn't it Basachas? Rashi, nah. It's according to the Mandamar, that's even Bezer Harzeh. Tosfos, that no, it's not Basachas. Shabbos comes first. And the Ritva, no, even if it's Basachas, but still, it's not a normal Basachas. Normal Basachas, which has both Yisurim Chal, is only the two different Yisurim that are Chal at the same time. You can't choose one over the other, so you're Chayeb both. But here, Shabbos and Yom Kippur, they merge. They merge. They're Ki'ilu Shem Echad, and therefore that's not a reason to be Chayev 2. And therefore, if Rabbi Yosef Haglili says you're Chayev 2, it's got to be for another reason. Okay. Anyway, so back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, you see from here, it's a Kolel. Rabbi Yosef Haglili. So how could you prove that he doesn't know the Visser Kolel? So Shalach Rabin, Mishum to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Kachatza Shal Mishnah, Ve'efach. This was how we had the Mishnah, but it was wrong. Meaning, switch it. Rabbi Yosef Haglili is the one that holds 1, Rabbi Akiva is the one that holds 2. Fine. Shalach Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yaakov Bar Giyuri Mishum de Rabbi Yochanan. So they said to the name of Rabbi Yochanan, L'divir Rabbi Yosef Haglili L'may Da'afchan. According to the switched Rabbi Yosef Haglili, meaning according to Rabbi Yosef Haglili, it says you're only Chayev 1. So, which one are you Chayev? So, we're about to say, the one that you're going to be Chayev is Shabbos. Shabbos is the crucial one. Why? Shagag B'Shabbos is B'Yabba Kippurim Chayev. So if you're shogging on Shabbos, you're chayiv a karbon. He's a b'Shabbos v'Hashem Yom Kippur and Potter. If you're mazed on Shabbos and shogging Yom Kippur, you're Potter. Why? My taima, I'm Rabbaya. This is where Tosfos got it from. Shabbos kviyav a kaima Yom Kippur and bedina tekak kavile. This isn't saying that Shabbos came first. That's what Tosfos used it for. This is just saying that Shabbos is the more significant one in terms of karbanos. If you have to choose one over the other, and therefore, Shabbos is the one that you focus on in terms of shogeg for the karban and not Yom Kippur.
To say
kimle, therefore you'll chayiv. Right, okay. The Gemara, maybe that's part of it. If that's part of it, yeah, the Gemara doesn't say kimle, that the pieces of bezin versus karis. But that's the Gemara. So amalei Rava. But now Rava says, sof chavaya bahadi adadi ka'asu, why do you have to choose one over the other? Is this rejecting the whole question the Gemara asked before? It's saying basachas. We'll see. Chavaya bahadi adadi ka'asi, ela amar Rava. Rava says, no. Let's go with Rashi's pshat of this line. Rava says, there's a different pshat of that, what they said to the name of Rabbi Yochanan. What they said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that you're only going to be chayav for Shabbos, that was the statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Why are you only going to be chayav for Shabbos? You're only going to be chayav for Shabbos, not because Shabbos is the more significant one, but you know what the case was? Shmadahave. It was a case of Shas HaShmad. It was a case where the government did not let them keep Yom Kippur. They said, no Yom Kippur. They made a gzeira against Yom Kippur. V'sholchu mitam, and therefore the rabbis decided at the time that to Yom Kippure to Hashasa Shabsahi. Wow! They're, according to Rashi's pshat, they skipped Yom Kippur that year. It's a gzera. They say you can't have Yom Kippur. So they said, you know what? At least observe Yom Kippur on Shabbos. Why? Then the government are not going to know about it. It's not the 10th of Tishrei. But keep it on Shabbos because you know what? We're in shul anyway. What? They're going to see if we eat or not? No. So that's why you're only chayav on Shabbos that year, not Yom Kippur, because it wasn't Yom Kippur. V'chet yasa Ravin v'chol nuchusei Amrua Karava. Also, when the Ravin came and all the people went down, they said like Rava that was the case of Rabbi Yochanan. Why you're only chayav for one? Says the Ritva. Yahari Val Yavar. It's Shas Hashmad. Shas Hashmad. Even how you tie your shoes. Yahari Val Yavar. So that's the Ritva's Kasha. Says the Ritva Venira Lee. Number one, you don't say Yahari Val Yavar by Ases, only by Los Ases. That's the huge sheet of the Ritva. We're not finished yet. V'nira li, d'ha lo kasha, t'kiddush chadashim, d'bezdin aseihu, not being makadesh the month and deciding when Yom Kippur was as an asei, v'al asei ya'avar v'al yehareg. Yavar v'yehareg. You have a choice if you want. That's the machlokas we've discussed in the past. Machlokas we've shown him. Can you volunteer even if you're not mechuyev? The Ran and others say yes. The Ram says no. The Ritva says yes here. The Efshar, and then he says, Dahachi Guzru Umos Ha'olam Lebezdin Shelo Likdishu De'ein Kan Yom Kippur. What does that mean? The Ritva is saying that if Bezdin doesn't sanctify Yom Kippur, there isn't Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur doesn't exist without Bezdin. See in the footnotes here, he quotes from the Klei Chemda and other Achronim. What are you talking about? Yom Kippur is one of 2 days. If Bezdin is not Makadesh today, then we know in Bezdin, tomorrow in Shemayim, Kfar Kitu Shemayim. The next day is Yom Kippur. The next day is Rosh Chodesh. The next day is Yom Kippur. What does it mean that if Bezdin is a sanctified, it's not Yom Kippur? But you see from the Ritva, there's something there. That if Bezdin, it might be the 10th of Tishrei, but it's not Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur requires Hakdashas Bezdin. And maybe he says, Bezdin is only Makadesh in Shemayim if the Bezdin Shamata would be okay with it. If Bezdin Shamata would not be okay with it, so then there's no Yom Kippur. Unbelievable. We do this 3 days before Yom Kippur. Right? That's also unbelievable. That's the Ritva, Chulin, Kuf, Aleph. Look it up. Okay. Says the Gemara. Amar, Rabbi Yehuda, Balo, B'nei Yaakov, Chulu. Says Rabbi Yehuda, for B'nei Yaakov. For B'nei Yaakov, it was right, what was Rabbi Yehuda's sheet in the Mishnah? It was ready Asr for the Shvatim. They ate non-kosher, and it was ready Asr. So you see, it actually applies to non-kosher. Tanya, a little fuller conversation. Amru lo Rabbi Yehuda, v'chinomer al-kein lo yochlu b'nei Yaakov, v'halo lo nemer ela b'nei Yisrael, v'lo nikru b'nei Yisrael at Sinai. What did Rabbanan say back to Rabbi Yehuda? Right? No, it says b'nei Yaakov. It says b'nei Yisrael, it doesn't say b'nei Yaakov. Ela b'sinai ne'amar. Ela sh'nechta b'mkomo, leida me'ezah tam ne'asalem. It just puts it back in Vayishlach. This line sounds very much like the Rashi's pshat. Not like the Rambam. It sounds like the Rabbanan is saying back, they did it, it wasn't usher to B'nai Yaakov. It sounds that way. The Rambam would have to understand this line differently. But the Machlokas we had yesterday, this line really sounds like Rashi. Anyway, so Masav Rava, so Rava says, Vayisu B'nai Yisrael Yaakov Aviyem. What do you mean? It says earlier, it says in Vayechi, B'nai Yisrael carried Yaakov. So maybe what? Maybe Gid HaNasha should be usher from that time. Because it's already called, they're already called B'nai Yisrael. Lacher Maisa. No, that's way after. That's way after the story took place, and therefore you can't say that you start then. Right? The Achronim say there's an earlier pasuk in Miketz that also says Bnei Yisrael. Fine. So is the Rashi here as a bomb kasha. How would the Shvatim have known to start the Yisr? They knew that Moshe was going to write in the Torah Bnei Yisrael describing this event? Doesn't answer the question. That's a bomb kasha. Right? So how would they have known what Moshe Rabbeinu was going to write? Okay. Amalei Rabacha b'rei de Rabbeinu Ravashi. V'yahi shaita litzar. What's the problem? What's the problem? So from that moment, forgetting the Tozer Rosh's kasha. So what? It was very far after the act. So from that moment, why don't we say the Yisr starts then? Amalei. V'chi tar pa'amim pa'amim nitna. Hahu shaita lavshas b'yisa havi. V'lo shas ma'an Torah havi. What do you mean? It's either going to be answered from one point, from when the event occurred, or from Har Sinai. Why should it start in the middle at no significant time? So therefore, says the Gemara, you can't suggest that it's going to start in Parshas Vayechi. So therefore, it couldn't start then. By the way, I forgot to mention, the reason earlier that they kept Yom Kippur on that Shabbos, even though it wasn't Yom Kippur, Rashi says, 5 lines from the bottom, Kedesh lo tishtakech toras Yom Kippur. Not to forget Yom Kippur. It was meaningless. It wasn't Yom Kippur. But they fasted Shlo Teshachei Toras Yom Kippur. That's what they did that year. Right? That was 1 year. Any other years they didn't keep Yom Kippur? So you know from Tanakh. The year that Shlomo HaMelech was Machaneh Chameis HaMikdash. Also that year. Right? They had a whole week of celebrations. There was no Yom Kippur then. Either way, this was an amazing ritva to do. The amazing Gemara to do. The week of Yom Kippur. But you have it right here in the context of Isser Chalal Isser. Okay, we'll stop here. Tanur Rabbanan. Tonight is the Parsha Shir. Hashem, we will continue.